The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome back to the show. It's David and Isaac. This is Hoop Bowl Grizz. We are a Hoop Bowl presentation. We're back. This is a semi-post-game show. We didn't cover the Hawks game, and we didn't get one in last night. This is my on-call week, and I got called out around halftime. Didn't get to finish the game, so I've got to ask Isaac some questions about the second half of the game. But overall, we're, what, four games into the
four games in.
How are you feeling about this Grizzly squad right now, Isaac?
Man, you hate to overreact to anything that you see during the preseason, but I think you have to be excited as a Grizzlies fan. I mean, I like the aggressiveness, the chemistry, and the efficiency that they're playing with. I mean, it's some numbers. I saw some numbers. Shout out to our guy Sean Coleman from GBB, Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation. Put out this morning a tweet where Grizzlies have five players in the top 12 of plus minus right now in the NBA. Jaren Jackson Jr. is number two, Ja Morant at number four, Desmond Bane at number seven, Stephen Adams at number eight, and you got D'Anthony Melton tied for 11th. And again, we talk about plus minus a lot, and that's not the end all be all. But I mean, to have five players in the top 12 of the NBA right now, even in preseason, I think that's pretty good. And again, man, the chemistry with this team. There have been some issues, but they look a lot further along than a lot of these other teams, and I think that's really good. I mean, you have your core back, and you got some new guys working in, Stephen Adams, but I really like this fit on this team. And again, we've said this a lot. I think he's going to have a big-time year. I think he fits really well with this team. I think they're going to be different. I mean, he's not going to be the offensive player that Jonas Valanciunas is. And shout-out to Jonas, man. Got dunked on by Rudy Gobert last night, man. Shades of last year's playoffs, man. But yeah, man. I like what I've seen out of Stephen Adams so far, and I think he's gonna fit in really well with this team.
We haven't played one official game with Jonas not being a Grizzly, and Isaac's already dumping
on him, man.
How the tides have turned. Oh, man.
Man, JB is my guy, though, man. Shout out to him. I just happened to turn on SportsCenter last night. That's like the first thing I saw, man. Gobert on his head, man. I was like, damn, man. That looks like reminds me of the playoffs last year. But shout out to JB. I just hate he's in that Pelicans uniform because I can't stand the Pelicans, man.
Yeah. Man, got me in tears over here. What a way to start. So one person that you mentioned in particular in there, with the five guys, Desmond Bane, man, he has been insane so far in this preseason. And I'm going to go over his splits. He's at just under 14 points a game. He's making 2.5 threes. His field goal percentage is 50%. He's shooting 44% from three, grabbing three rebounds, 2.5 assists. Basically a steal and a block per game. We were talking about win-loss totals for this team. And, you know, I'm not going to back down. I'm going to stay, you know, I said what I said. We are where we are. But I've got a sneaky feeling that Desmond Bane is going to have some sort of a breakout year, man. There's a lot of talk around Jaren. And, you know, what he's going to do. And he's looked fantastic as well, not taking anything away from him. But I can tell you, heading into this season, I did not expect Desmond Bane to be playing at the level that he is right now. The confidence that he has, the sexiest thing to me out of all of this, and obviously Dylan's not been in the lineup, so that's probably something to do with it. But 11 shots a game, and six of those 11 shots are threes. If he stays that aggressive throughout the season, man, I don't know what the ceiling is for this team. And again, it's preseason. You don't want to wind up too high and be like, oh, they're winning the title. I don't know that they're at that point, right? But when you see these young guys having leaps like this, it's like, man, I'm going to miss that over-under. I feel like, you know, I sold them short. And if they continue to play at this level, wouldn't surprise me if they won 50 games this year, man.
Yeah, you kind of forget Dylan. I mean, with the way that Desmond Bane and D'Anthony Melton have been playing this preseason, he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind. Because I know he's been out, I'm conscious of it that he's been out, but I wasn't even thinking about this when we first started talking about this. I love the confidence that Bane is playing with. And again, I think that started with Summer League, with the coaching staff and Taylor Jenkins and their staff putting him in a position to to be the lead guy for that team and be on the ball. And I think he's playing with a lot of confidence now. Again, he talked about wanting to be more of a creator for himself. And I think we've seen that. And I think now, just kind of similar to maybe the leap that Dylan took, I think Bain now looks like a guy that's going to be more than a rotation player. As good as he was last year, I think the kind of the idea of him was he's going to be a guy you bring in out the bench. He can knock down shots, but it's not going to be a guy that projects as maybe a starter later on down the line. He's just going to be a solid rotation guy. I think he could be more than that. I mean, we've always felt like he was more than a shooter. I mean, we kind of talked about that just coming in, but I mean, now I think we're seeing even more of that out on the floor. And I think he's a guy that could be a starter one day. And I don't think I necessarily thought that for him even coming into this summer. And I think we've seen strides from him already. And if he carries this into the season, man, I mean, you look at the wings on this team. I mean, you got Dylan coming back and we know the strides he can take. Maybe he even takes another step. Who knows what this team can do. But I think I'm excited about what I've seen from Bane and Melton. I mean, Melton, we talk about the consistency in his preseason, but I like what I've seen from both of those guys. They've been aggressive. They're stepping up. They're getting to their spots, and then they're knocking down shots. And you again, anytime Melton, when he's knocking down shots, you know what you got to get on the other end. I mean, he's been fantastic as well.
Yeah, Desmond Bane, for me, he's making one hell of a case to be a starter from day one. Like, opening night, be the starter.
For sure.
I don't know. I realize that Dylan is coming back, but we've not seen Kyle in the starting lineup. He hasn't started at all. Is that right? I'm pretty sure that's right. I don't remember seeing him start.
He may have started that game against Milwaukee. I take that back. I think he did start that first game, but I think that since then he's been coming off the bench.
Did he start in Milwaukee? I was at that game, and I don't even remember, man.
I thought he did. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I thought he started that game.
Man. I think it was Ja. Man, I don't know. I was at that game. I was trying to remember.
Pull it up.
Are you okay? But, you know, I Kyle, in the media availability, he made it known that he's
going to
come in and do whatever it takes. Yeah. I couldn't remember who started.
They went Morant, Melton, Bane, Stephen Adams, and Jared.
Okay.
Jared and Stephen Adams,
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember him starting. He could have. I've slept since then, so it's a possibility. But just great things from these guys, you know, and like, you know, you mentioned Melton and the way that he's playing. That's a heck of a starting lineup. If you just remove Dylan from the equation and you're starting Ja and Ja Melton, you're a little bit small at the guard position, but Melton makes up for it, man. He works so hard. And that's, you know, you see some undersized guys that do well in the league, and he just has that kind of tenacity that allows him to guard bigger guys and it not be a, you know, like a big downfall at all. Like he's a plus on the defensive end, even at his size at the two. So, you know, the starting lineup of Morant, Bane, Melton, Jaren, and Stephen Adams, I think is pretty good. And obviously that's not going to be the starting five. You would assume that Dylan's going to just plug right back into his starting role whenever he gets back. But my question for you, after looking at the rotations right now and what they've been doing in the preseason, who do you think is the starting five opening day? I know we've kind of talked about this before, and I feel like maybe you had Kyle in there to start, but do you still feel like Kyle is starting? What's your starting five based off of what we've seen?
Yeah, man, that's going to be interesting. And you talk about the rotation in the preseason. That's one thing I have been surprised by. I mean, you usually don't see outside of the Hawks game. I mean, it's been pretty much normal rotations. I mean, the main guys that are healthy outside of Dylan have been playing major minutes, and that's kind of surprised me by this coaching staff. But again, man, they've come out of camp looking like they really have chemistry, and I think that's even gonna help it even more. Because I mean, you got guys like Ja and Jaren playing major minutes, and I guess since these guys haven't played a lot together due to injury, and you add Stephen Adams in the mix, I guess he just wants to see that cohesiveness in actual games. And I think that's really gonna help. But it's gonna be interesting because the way Bane is playing, man, are you really gonna bring him off the bench with how well he's playing? And Kyle even said at media days that he's willing to come off the bench. He'll accept any role that he gets. And with him coming off the bench in preseason, he's been playing really well. And that role has worked for him. You kind of look at his numbers last night. Let's see what he has here. 13.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4-11 from the field, 1-4 from three, plus 23 in 22 minutes. That's just a typical slow-mo line right there. So, I mean, if he's still being efficient and doing the same things off the bench, I got a feeling that Bane, it's going to be hard to keep him out of the starting lineup. I mean, you could see Bane and Melton, or you could be Bane and Dillon, or you could see Melton starting. It's going to be interesting, again, because these guys are all playing well. I think Kyle's going to come off the bench. He's away. I think you're going to see Bane and Melton along with Dillon Brooks in the starting lineup. And I have no problem with that. I mean, Kyle's willing to accept that role. I think that's a fantastic role for him because he comes off the bench as a secondary ball handler. And he can handle the ball where you have Tyus Jones start at point guard. They can switch out. So I like that role for him. And, again, I think you're right. I did think he would probably be the starter at the three, but now looking at the way that Bane and Melton are playing, I think one of those guys is going to be in the starting five come next Tuesday night when they take on the Cavaliers.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And that's I like Kyle in the, like, kind of first guy off of the bench role because of that. But, you know, we have watched Tyus struggle at times to where he's just, you know, he's not good enough on the defensive end that
to make up for him when he's not scoring. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if he's not scoring on the offensive end, man, you almost can't have him on the floor. And so, you know, having a guy like Kyle in that second unit, man, that's going to be huge because it gives you another ball handler and it can take some pressure off of Jones and he can get some more catch and shoot looks. And that's I don't have the, you know, Tyus's catch and shoot numbers pulled up here, but you know, I have confidence in him as a catch and shoot, you know, the guy. Kyle initiating the offense and Jones gets free in the corner or something like that. Let him shoot it, man. And that's just credit to the front office for putting this team together. And depth is good. Kleiman talked about it preseason about, you know, depth is good, but only to a certain point and only gets you to a certain point. One of my buddies was speculating. He's like, do you think that Dillon is really hurt? Or do you think that they're negotiating a trade that revolves around Dillon? And I'm like, man, it would take a pretty hefty haul for the Grizzlies to move Dillon.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that's it at all. You know, that's, I don't know where the injury came from. What's it? He is down, right thigh soreness.
The thigh, yeah.
So, you know, kind of
last year, anytime when they set him out, they always said thigh. That's kind of what it is. I don't know if that's some chronic issue that he has, that he has thigh soreness. I don't know, but that's anytime they kind of set him out randomly, you know, how they set guys out for a couple games with Dillon, it seemed like it was always a thigh injury when they set him out. So maybe that's something that he deals with, but I think if it was regular season, he'd be playing because they had him questionable last night. He'd be playing. I don't think it's anything serious to worry about, but I agree with you. I think if they move Dillon, I think right now, I think they view Dillon as long-term piece along with John Jarrett. Now, if something comes away and blows you away, obviously you move him if you're trying to find that third star piece that you can add. And he's definitely going to be part of that trade if that happens, but anything normal, I don't think they move him in a smaller deal at all. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. You know, and you say third star piece, but man, it's the way that some of these guys are playing, Bane in particular, like the guy may already be on the roster and Dillon Brooks, what he done in the playoffs last season, you know, that was star level production. It really was, you know, 20 points a game. And man, I don't even remember what all it was, but we saw what he was capable of.
And then you see what he does on the defensive end. I mean, and you add that to it. I mean, he's becoming the guy that other fan bases hate. And I love that. I love to have those type of guys on the team where, I mean, and he knows it too. Cause I mean, he's jawing and talking to guys and saying stuff. I love how he embraces that role. He even said it like last year when I asked him about it at the end of the season media. And he kind of said, oh, well, I don't really care about that. But somebody asked him about it on media day. And he's like, yeah, I fully embrace their roles. So I love the fact that he's now admitting that he embraces kind of being a villain. But we were talking about Tyus a minute, but shout out to Tyus. I mean, I know it's preseason, but I mean, he's been playing well. He had a good game last night, 15 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, 4-6 from the field, 3-4 from 3, 4-4 from the free throw line, plus 2 in 14 minutes. And he said he really got a lot of shots up in the offseason, said that his 3-point shooting was something that really bars at him, felt like he was a better shooter than what his numbers showed last year. And you could see that. I mean, he's coming out, he's shooting the basketball with confidence. And with Tyus, offense is what you really want to see. Because, I mean, you know, he's not going to be a plus defender out there. But if he's knocking down shots and if he can be consistent from three, I mean, he can be a weapon for this team. So I kind of like what I've seen from him in the preseason.
Yeah, yeah, I agree, man. That's Brandon Clark's another guy that's been playing well.
Yeah.
You know, you see his numbers from that Hawks game, 7 of 11 from the field, 2 for 4 from three. You know, my thing is, does his form still look awkward? It does. It 100% does. It doesn't look natural. It still has a funny look to it. But the thing that I love to see from him is there's no hesitation. There was a play, Xavier Tillman had the ball. He's bringing it down the floor, and he kicked it out to BC in the corner, and there was zero hesitation. BC just pulled it up, knocked it down. And I mentioned, you know, like the bigs that can handle the ball, that the Grizzlies are in good shape as far as playmakers. You look at, you know, Jaren can rebound the ball and run it. Tillman can rebound the ball and run it. Santi Aldama.
Santi Aldama, yeah.
You know, like he had a coast-to-coast play in that Hawks game. It wasn't pretty. Like there at the end, the ball got a little bit away from him, but he ended up, you know, just laying it in there. But they're not limited. With this current roster, outside of Steven Adams, pretty much everybody on the team can rebound the ball and run the break. And that's it's showing in their pace. Like they're moving the ball up and down the floor faster. And, you know, I know a number of different people have mentioned that. It seems like the pace of the game is faster without JV on the floor. And I think that's kind of what they wanted to do. And Steven Adams fits that. You know, he's a great passer. That's something that's overlooked. And you mentioned that last time, you know, outlet passes from Steven Adams. He's grabbing and he's looking up the floor. If somebody's out on the break, he's going to whiz it to him. And so it's looking good. I don't really have anything negative about the Grizzlies and, you know, not that we really necessarily look for it, but you know, there's not really one person in the preseason that I'm just disappointed in. And that's good to say, man. You know, there sometimes you'll see some guys struggle early on to kind of get it going. Maybe you can have some concerns with Zaire, but to me, I'm not really concerned about him. You know, you look, he had kind of a partial college year. So to me, like he's right out of high school.
Yeah, man. I'm not jumping on him at all.
There's going to be some growing pains with that. So I'm happy with his confidence and, you know, he going back to the Hawks game, you know, he shot the ball 13 times. He was 2 for 13. He was still shooting. He wasn't, you know, even though he was missing, the shots weren't falling for him. He still knew that the coaching staff had confidence in him and they wanted him shooting the ball, and you didn't see him hesitating about it. And so that's something that I hope continues. And you see a lot of growth from him and Santi Aldama, just even from the summer league games to where we are now in the preseason. Aldama looked like a deer in the headlights in those summer league games.
Rough, man.
He just looked lost. And he
had his coming out party on Saturday.
Yeah.
Had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 7 of 14, 1 of 5 from three. But you got to talk about with Zaire. He's taking those threes with confidence now. You could tell in summer league when he was taking those threes, he was like, "Man, I'm throwing this up there, but I'm not feeling confident in him." He's coming down looking for his shot. And so shout out to Santi Aldama, man, for having this coming out party. You talk about Zaire on Saturday against Atlanta, 2 of 13 from the field. But what you like is the 3 assists and 3 steals. I mean, he's flashed that playmaking ability. And the length, man, I think defensively, I mean, he gets in passing lanes, man, gets tip out. There was one play, I think, where they scored and they threw the inbound pass. He jumped the pass and got the steal and got a layup. That's the kind of things right there that's growth from him. I think defensively, you've seen some flashes of his playmaking ability. The offense is going to take some time. And I think anyone that understood when they made that pick, he was not going to be a guy that was going to come in here and set the world on fire this year. Man, it's going to take some time for him. And I'm willing to wait on it. I think this team has players. I mean, he has opportunity to grow because all these guys are young. These are not veteran guys where we're looking to win a championship this year. I mean, they're just trying to grow and find different pieces and fit together. And I think he has an opportunity. I mean, you playing with guys like John Jaren, I think he's going to have the opportunity to get better and better. I mean, this coaching staff has shown that they're adept at developing players. So I think he's in the right spot for development because I think they're going to give him the right coaching and let him know what he needs to work on. I think if any coaching staff can get him better, I think it's going to be this one.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with you, man. So now that we're, you know, what are we? We're a little over, I guess, just under 2 months past the draft. And when the draft happened, you and I, we were both kind of on the same page as, you know, we didn't agree with that pick. And then there were some questions for the Santi Aldama pick. After watching these guys, the growth that we see from them, from, you know, like seeing them both kind of, you know, some of it was jet lag, some of it was just like the speed of the game, like the way they looked in summer league, as to, you know, now we're four games through the preseason. Are you still feeling the same way about the draft, or do you think that, you know, maybe they done some good with these two guys?
I mean, they're both, again, they're the same thing what I said about Zaire, kind of the same thing with Aldama. Coming from Loyola, Maryland, it's a kind of a lower level of competition, so he's not used to playing high-level basketball. But this is a big step up from him. So, I mean, again, anybody that was paying attention knew that it was going to be a learning curve for him, and I'm willing to give these guys time. I mean, they took some swings. These weren't, again, guys that were going to come in and you expected big numbers from, and they don't need big numbers from them. You look at Zaire with the guys they have on the wing with Bane and Melton and Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson. They don't need him this year to come in and set the world on fire. I mean, he just sit behind these guys, learn, play when he gets the opportunity to, and get practice in against good competition. And iron sharpens iron. That's what they said, and that's what they say. And I think that's what's gonna happen with him. So, again, I'm willing to give these guys time. I don't expect a lot from these guys because there's not a lot of playing time going to be available for them. But I'm not as upset with the picks as I was on that night. I mean, we had talked so much about this draft, and like, man, there's no way Book Knight's going to be there. No way Moody's going to be there. And then get there, and they're there, and then they take another guy. It's just, it was tough. It was tough that night. But again, man, I'm willing to give these guys time. This front office has done a lot of good, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
So do you think, I think that we both agree, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me here. I think that we see Zaire in the rotation much earlier than what we see Aldama in the rotation. But do you think at any point in the year that Aldama, we see enough growth from Aldama that he is a legitimate rotation player?
I doubt it. I think Aldama's probably going to see significant time with the hustle down in South Haven. I don't think you send Zaire down there. I mean, you take a guy with the 10th pick. It's tough. I mean, he would probably do him some good, but I don't know if they go that route again. You take a guy in the top 10, you don't expect to be able to send him down to the G League, and you don't want him to kind of lose confidence coming in as that level of player. But we'll see. But I don't think, unless there's significant injury with like Steven Adams or somebody goes down or Jaren goes down, I would be surprised to see Aldama really crack the rotation. I mean, I think there'll be times where he'll play, but again, you got Killian Tilly in the mix as well, even though he's on a two-way. I think he's going to be up significant time. I think it's, 50 games that they can be up with the big club. So yeah. I don't really see a path of a playing time this year for Aldama, but I think you're going to see him go down to South Haven, and I think he's going to get a lot of good coaching down there. I think he does some things. I mean, you see, you know that he has some three-point shooting ability, and anytime a guy that size, that's a positive. And again, you talked about the coast-to-coast play, man. Get the ball off the rim and take it down. I mean, and that's something that is a unique skill set for a guy that size. So I think he's going to be a player. I mean, I think it's going to take some time, though.
Yeah. I think that, you know, Kleiman, he mentioned, you know, that this is a process with Zaire. I'm sitting here looking at Tillman, and I almost said Tillman like three times. I had to correct myself there. But yeah, I think it's the same way with Aldama, and I like his skill set and what he, you know, like the stuff that he's shown, the ability to handle ball, the ability to pass the ball. I think that's going to fit in very well with this team. But I'm same as you. I don't know that we really see him get many rotation minutes this year. Man, I don't have much else on it. The Grizzlies are 3-1. Next game is Wednesday night in Indianapolis against Indiana. And do you think, let's see, they got what? They got two preseason games left.
At Chicago on Friday.
Rotation-wise, and we've been talking a lot about rotation on this show. So, you know, it's preseason. We're kind of gearing up for it. Do you think these last two games that we see more of what, you know, Dylan was questionable for this last game.
Yeah.
Maybe he's back for this one. Do you think we see more of what the rotation is going to be with these last two games?
That's going to be interesting. The Dillon thing definitely is interesting because they upgraded him for last night's game to questionable, where he had been just out. But outside of that, I was kind of thinking that maybe Jenkins kind of played the starters last night because that's the last home game of the preseason, that maybe he would kind of go back to the Atlanta type rotation like they played on Saturday for these last two. I think maybe you may see one of the games where they kind of play the regular guys, and then I think one of them you might see them kind of go with the secondary guys. And they lost that game to Atlanta, 91-87, but the final score is not important. I mean, the Grizzlies had a 10-point lead, I think, sometime like at least mid fourth quarter. And Jenkins didn't bring the other guys back in. He kind of went with the bottom of the roster guys to kind of see what they would do. I mean, and I think they kind of struggled because they didn't have a true point guard on the floor. And Sharif Cooper kind of took advantage of that for Atlanta because they had, I think, Culver on the ball, some in there, and he kind of struggled, man. Sharif Cooper was all over him. But shout out to Jenkins for kind of riding with those guys, man, and to see what happened. They ended up losing the game, but I think the development is more important. And that was kind of something that stood out for me. But for the last two games, I think you probably see regular rotation for one, maybe tomorrow night, Indiana, and they might kind of sit most of the main guys Friday against Chicago. But hopefully I would like to see Dillon get a little bit of run. With him being questionable last night, maybe he plays tomorrow night. We'll see how that plays out, but I would like to see that.
Yeah, I want to see Dillon and Desmond at the same time. I want to see if when Dillon comes back, if Desmond stays aggressive. I hope that he does. This team is better when Desmond is aggressive, and you know it's going to be key to his growth. You know, I think that he may end up being the X factor for the. You know, we talk about Jaren Jackson and what his abilities are and what he's able to do, and obviously that's going to have a huge impact. But I think in this scenario, we're assuming that Jaren stays healthy all season. I think Desmond Bane and his growth may be the biggest factor, the biggest impact factor outside of Jaren Jackson on where this team goes.
I agree. I think because you pretty much know what you're going to get. You hope Jared is healthy and he's the guy that you expect. And you know what you're going to get from Ja. We know what we got from Dillon last year. But if you're looking for another guy, I think that fourth guy would be Bane. And also what you get from Steven Adams, which I think is going to be really, really good. I don't necessarily think he's a long-term piece, but kind of if you're talking about this season, I think what Adams gives you is important. But I think Bane is that kind of fourth guy outside of those guys that can change the trajectory and the ceiling of this team this year. I mean, if he is the guy that we kind of saw in summer league and kind of say on preseason where he's aggressive, looking for a shot, not passing up some of those threes that he passed up last year, I think that kind of raises the ceiling for this team for sure. I mean, you look at the wing rotation for this team. I mean, you got Dillon, you got Bane, you got D'Anthony Melton, you got Kyle Anderson. I mean, that's a solid rotation of wings there. And if Bane can be this guy, which he looks like a NBA starter with the way that he's been playing in the preseason and summer league. If he's that guy, again, I mean, I said 45 wins. I mean, I'm right there with you. I think this team could surprise and even go north of that, especially if they stay healthy for the bulk of the year. I mean, this team has a lot of potential, and I think Desmond Bane taking that leap definitely will have a big impact on which way it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to mention this before we get out of here, because I feel like I'm selling everybody short if I don't. How about Jaren Jackson rebounding the damn basketball, man?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say he's averaging 7.3 in the preseason. Last year was his highest number. In 11 games, he averaged 5.6, 4.6 mm-hmm. in 1920. And 4.7 in 2021. So he's up 2 rebounds on average. I mean, I know it's preseason. I know it. You don't want to make any big judgments on preseason. But 2 rebound jump is big. I mean, if he can get around 7 or 8 a game in the regular season, I mean, that's going to be big time for this team.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. It will shut up a lot of people, and I will be laughing the entire time. I love it. I hope he does keep it up. Guys, I think we're going to get out of here. You know, the preseason games, we talk not necessarily so much. We kind of bounce back and forth between the Hawks and the Pistons game. We will see how it goes. If possible, we'll come back with another post game later on in the week. If not, we'll kind of maybe meld those last two preseason games in and gear up for the regular season. But we will be bringing more episodes. And as you guys know, we hit as many post game shows as we can during the season. and we'll have some shows ramping up. We're here, man. It's going. We are almost full speed at this point. It's just going to go up from here. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. We always want to give a shout out to our partners here at HoopBall, mybookie.ag, the best online sportsbook out there. Promo code is HoopBall. Go over and sign up. They'll match your initial deposit 50% up to $1,000. Get over there and check them out. I'm sure that I haven't seen an announcement yet, and it may be out. I apologize that I haven't looked, but they always do something for the start of the season, you know, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, they do something, some sort of odds boost, and it's an almost guaranteed win for you. So get over there, check them out, sign up using the promo code HoopBall and win you some money. You can get the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I'm at DWill2111. Isaac, let them know where they can find you and get us out of here, man.
Yeah, man, you can find me on Twitter at Isaac_Rivals, ISAAC_Rivals, man. And next Tuesday night, man, we're full go, man. 82 games, man. I'm excited, man. I'm glad to be back. Like I said, the offseason is a nice break. I like the draft, and we cover draft probably more than anybody that covers this team, man. I mean, we had an elite draft coverage, I'll say so. But I'm excited to be back, man. I think it's going to be a fantastic season. And again, I liked everything that we've seen. And we'll be back later on this week. Got a couple more preseason games. So we'll be back possibly Friday after they take on the Bulls. So be on the lookout for that. At HoopBall Grizz, give us a follow. We enjoy that. And until next time, we're gone.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.